Hello and welcome to Blind Cultech's first ever puppy-related podcast.
I'm Christian Waywell, and I want to introduce you to our new puppy. We haven't actually picked him up at the point where I'm making this recording, but we're going to pick him up later tonight. We went to see him a couple of weeks ago, and the first part of this podcast concerns itself with that. He is a Rottweiler. His name is officially Boris. We were going to call him Rebel, but we've officially decided on Boris. I do apologise for the last podcast I did saying that his name was Rebel. That was unofficial. That podcast was done before I actually... that was done officially before this was actually done, so I do apologise for that. We decided on the name this morning, so this is all completely new. It was going to be Boris up till this morning. I mean, Rebel up till this morning. So, the only thing I'm concerned about is how he will get on with the other two. We have two Staffordshire Collie crosses named Poppy and Toby, and they are really, really nice dogs. They really are. They're quite small. Poppy is the smallest of the two. And she's a little sweetie. She really is. Toby is a little bit more forthright in that he'll kind of... I don't know. He's funny like that. He's a really funny little dog. He's a bit nervous. I think that's the problem. He's a nervous little dog. And he's a bit jumpy. But that's because it's just his nature. There's no real... reason as to why he's like he is. It's just his nature. So he's cute. He really is cute. So I'm now going to bring the first part of this to a close. The next thing you will hear is at the actual place where we're going when we actually go to see the little dogs. Now these little guys are two, there were eight of them. There's only two left now, the others have gone. There's Boris and there's another one left to be picked up, but the rest of them have gone. So excuse me, that sort of kind of really is it. So hopefully this next part of the podcast will kind of shed some light on this. Hope you enjoy, and this is Christian Waywell signing out for now. I will be back at the end to put my details, contact details on. This is probably going to be a fairly long podcast. I just want to apologise for that in advance and hope that you all enjoy this.
If you can, fight them
grime. The first one on your left.
If you can't find them, grind them.
What number were we looking for?
Three.
Number three. Right in the bottom corner, and there's a white pickup on the yard.
Number three.
Look, that's the back of Catholic Church. There's a pickup.
Is this some stood outside?
Could be great. Back up a bit because they don't look.
Where are you going, love? Is he alright there?
Yes.
I don't know.
You know she's got the other one.
Am I alright here?
Where am I getting to?
Let me in.
Woo! Big puppy.
Come on now.
That's a big puppy. That is one big puppy.
I pulled out wrong one.
Whoa!
I did a 15,000 point turn.
He's a big one. It's a big
well,
devil,
look at them for snails.
That is a big dog.
The real one.
No.
The false one.
That's my
son. Hello. Hello.
What sort of dogs are they?
Rockies.
Wow. They're big.
Step up again.
They're big.
Right, thank you. Hiya, hiya. Hello. Oh, you're a big boy.
That's the dad's brother, that.
All right.
No.
Are you gorgeous?
No. I've just fetched you.
Well, remind me of George, you do. He's bigger than George, isn't he? He's taller.
No.
No.
Are you gorgeous?
Like,
they're actually barking at you.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Let's have a look.
This is the one that barks.
Is that one that barks?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're
barking at you.
May I ask this to you?
Oh, no.
Hello then.
Hello then.
Oh!
Are you
growling at?
Charlie,
you're right.
Oh, I know.
Are you gorgeous?
Aww, gorgeous babies.
Come on.
Aww, look at them.
Aren't you a
Oh, he wants to go back to his brothers and sisters.
You can have this one for now, Brian.
Hello. Hello.
Sorry.
You're barking at me, aren't you? You're barking at me.
Definitely not.
The one that's saying that. Hello.
Jabba
Jaw!
Yeah, that's the one.
Jabba Jaw! There's two of them having a go.
Hello?
I didn't think they had the bark yet. Hello, you. I honestly didn't think they had the bark. This is a growling, though.
Oh, well, hello, you.
Is that? I didn't realise, Dad, that they actually had the bark at that age.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they got the bark much later on.
Oh, the bark as soon as...
Do you want to us?
Get back to you. Mr. Teresa, I'll have to be first. Little growling. They're only little, but they've got attitude already, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Quiz me on the pair.
Yeah. Wow, they got. They're only little and they're quite.
One that's coming to you, Charlene.
Which one?
That one, yeah.
No.
No.
Hello.
Quiet,
hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Look at her eyes. Mom, look. Mom. Yes. Dad. Dad. Dad.
I just
put my little finger in it. It was just nipping at my finger very lightly. Ever so sweet.
Are you lovely? Are you lovely? Oh.
They're kind of. This one's kind of going nibble. And nibbling. You beautiful. Hello, you guys. Gobby. Who's Gobby?
Nippy.
Yes. They got really soft coats. Yes. They're all nipping me.
Six weeks,
Oh, they got little faces. Oh.
Ah, you gorgeous.
What's it?
Oh, hello, you. You've come out to investigate, you haven't you? You've got cheeky face, you have.
Which one do you like?
Me, I like them all.
Nice, aren't they?
Well, I said we'd have a match in bed, but
there's
not any all there. You buy it. It's not buy one, get one free.
They're all barking at me, it's funny. Yes. Is it you? Yeah.
Hello. Are you barking?
Barky. Oh, you are. Yes.
What are we, little girl?
It's
crossing its legs and don't blame me.
It's nipping my finger, it's ever so cute. This one here is just...
Yeah, this little
one. See, you want the one that's yapping and barking in there, and then you can call it.
Look, there's actually several.
Which one it is?
There's actually several of them doing it.
You weren't bright. I've been here in a couple of hours.
We've got one here, Shaz, that likes my hand. Mom, there's one here that likes my hand.
Is
this one here? There's a little paw stuck out. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be that one, isn't it?
No.
Look
at that.
Mom, look at this. There's one here, there's one taking a shine from me, look. It's just this one here, look. Who are you? You know, I cannot tell them apart. I can't tell them apart, they're all the same. They've got little cheeky faces that keep nuzzling me. No, baby. No. He got me. Ah, little puppy. Ah,
Mom. This is your nephew or niece's voice.
Mom.
This one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, Mom. He's absolutely beautiful.
Look at this. They've got...
Look at Tonga!
You're not going to hurt me, you're not. You're just barking.
That's why.
Because you can. Because you can, yes.
Well, you were, aren't you?
They're all used to being handled, though, aren't they, Graham? Because, I mean, when we cut that, we're picking up all the time.
What's the mum like when people come? Is she alright? Is she a bit protected?
Mother?
She gets a bit protected, but once she gets the youngest here, she's alright.
Hello?
There's one here, look, it's sticking his nose through the door.
Is that one the father then?
He's the uncle.
All right.
Oh, which one's that?
All right. Up at Dollars.
Didn't realise you got three at Elf.
Isn't he beautiful, Dad? He's a big fella, isn't he? He's got longer coat than Joe's.
Another shot jaw.
Hello. Ah, oh, you softy.
He's got quite the old shot jaw.
Yeah.
These Rottweilers, some of them have been a big animal.
Hello.
Yeah, my other one was.
Hello.
Yeah. And when we went to these, they were slightly smaller. Old-fashioned Rottweiler. Which is these old, not the big heads.
Yeah.
Because they have health problems, and he says. So when we went to like, we got.
Hello.
We got Lloyd, same time as Blake. My mate got Blake.
Beautiful.
And he says that these the old-fashioned Rottweilers, small, not too big.
Yeah.
Because they live longer than the big ones.
Was that one of mine? It
It was only about as tall as that one.
Yeah.
But it would grow.
Yeah.
It was like a tabletop.
That's it, yeah.
I mean, when you got...
Which one's taken over
in
the next couple of 3 weeks?
Oh, look at the size of it though.
Where are you going?
How can you tell which one it is? It got set so marked.
Where are you going?
No, much.
Look at that. And a lovely dog.
Oh, that was a bit active.
Sit away.
This one's quite content,
yeah. You've got two?
No, I've got one now, I've just got one on. This one just curled up in my hand.
Hello. Look at that.
But the tongue stuck out.
Feel? This one's got a cute face as well, aren't you?
Gorgeous though.
Oh, wait, what do you
think? Hey, you're a little boy, aren't you? Hey.
Are they small though for the size of the, what they're gonna. When you look at the big one there and then look at how big they are.
3 weeks old.
Which one is that?
It's rallied under this one. Rallied under
this one. On this one, yes, please. There we go.
Isn't it a gorgeous little dog?
Is that the one? Oh, look at it!
Yeah.
You need a little collar or something on it, don't you?
It's a nail varnish. Yeah, got a lot of tan on you. I don't know.
Which was the runt?
Don't know which one. What runt? Is it big? Yeah. One of the females? That
hey, we've got one coming behind me. They're escaping.
Hello. Oh, man, your legs now.
She's lovely, lad.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
she's only giving birth when...
Hello. I've got a puppy. Come here. Can I have a puppy? Hello. Come here.
Come here, you little puppy.
The tan, though, I like the...
No.
Perfect,
aren't you? Oh, I got one. Are you going to tell me off then?
Are
you going to tell me off?
Yeah.
Hey? Yes? He's barking at the iRiver,
it's ever funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but one's barking at me.
Where's that 11?
Hello, puppy.
Hello.
It's an iRiver, and you're barking at it.
Yeah.
Well, the barking at this.
I put a bit more water on it.
I've got to capture this because this.
Back, Charlie.
Oh, I've got one behind me.
Yeah, there's a little baby here.
Hello. Hello, you. Oh, you're cute.
Oh, look at the big one. Come on, then.
No, to wagon it.
Come on.
He's big,
isn't
he?
He's huge.
Come here.
Hello.
Do you know what I think? What it is?
Aren't you gorgeous?
So when they see that,
aren't you gorgeous?
Oh, what's that?
Aren't you gorgeous?
Their eyes will just start.
Oh, you are like, beautiful. Aren't you gorgeous?
He's huge.
He's gorgeous, this big one, isn't he?
He's grand dog.
He's massive.
There's another puppy here.
Oh, what?
Come here, you. See, I've got
Rottweiler's
dog shows me, and you've got a tail.
That one's got a little stubby tail.
Hello, you.
Yeah, George will like that.
Oh, and it's never right, that's all. One of the reasons
you are.
My Rottie, that's his hand, he's got a stump. That's how it should be. You should not have that much, would it?
No.
I don't know why it seems so.
Some of them are up there.
Some of them are three or four inches.
Judges don't like a tail on one. It's got no toe.
That one's got a little bit of a stump. That one I've got here's got a little tiny stump.
Well, I got the, what I did, I just sort of popped this, I put this, this is on record, and I put it through there, and they were going, sort of gobbing at me, that was funny.
Hello. I'm getting investigated by a puppy.
He's nice,
I'm getting washed.
Hello.
Just sits
there, he's quiet. What are you doing? What are you doing?
These are going to have sharp teeth.
I'm going to nail you.
That one there is climbing onto me, look.
That one's blackened it up, isn't it, with forks?
Yeah. Oh,
it got me.
Just taking it all in. Just taking it all in. Best dog you've ever
seen. Mom.
You're a good lad.
Oh, going to sleep.
That one's attacking me. Look. Look, look, he's coming.
Hello.
Mom.
Lloyd, come here, boy.
Hello. Who are you then? Have you got a name? No, they haven't got names yet, these, have they?
Yeah. Oh, there's one grumbling.
I get a tap that one leg or something.
Yeah, we'll have that one.
Tap on leg, look. On that right leg, so it's, you can see it on its brown bit.
Oh, good tongue out.
Something like that, because he's picked him up. Ooh. Tongue out.
Well, I'll
have a bit of a collar,
a bit of a tip. You're saying if you've got a bit of emulsion, stick a bit of emulsion on your back.
Yeah.
And hold it down while it dries.
On every different,
don't
put it in a different place and write it down where you put it.
I've got one biting me. It's like nipping me with its
I
little.
I can have that on its paw. Then that one just don't come out until it wears out, doesn't it? It doesn't wear.
Yeah.
Because. When we went ready, wasn't it? Right. Oh, we were trying to get my
legs off. It dries a couple of minutes.
She said he'd go.
How would you be for that?
I couldn't get it off.
Nah.
You can't get it off, it's going to wear off as a grow.
Oh, there's one wobbling about, look. It's here, look. Look at the little cheeky thing.
And now, the bit that everybody has been waiting for. The point in time where we go and pick up the puppy. Now, this could prove very interesting indeed. So you will find out after this bit of podcast what is going to happen. I don't even know what's going to happen at the time of recording. It's 49 minutes past 6 in the evening here, and I've got absolutely no idea what's going to happen. I think we're going to be setting off to pick the little guy up at 7 o'clock. The next bit you will hear is when I don my iRiver and we take a walk to the car and we start the drive to a little place called Stainforth. Then you will hear a little bit of when we get there and when we get the puppy into the car and on our way back. And then I will be, at the end, I will give you my email address and contact details. Here is the next part of the Puppy Cast. Hello, Blind Call Techers. I'm sitting in my dad's car currently, and we're waiting for my dad. I've done all the rigmarole of getting out of the house and he's not coming yet. There we go. So we've now started up the engine and we're just waiting. So, what is there to tell you? Not a great deal. We're just sat in a Peugeot diesel at this time.
Pup will not be as big as them two.
So you don't think they'll associate it as being a threat then?
Eh?
You don't think they'll associate him as being threatening to them?
No, I don't actually, because they'll have that puppy smell, Christian.
Yeah, and that's always... It's kind of horrible, but cute in a way.
Yeah. Now, on the way back, you'll have to sit with your knees flat, I'll have to put your two dust sheets down.
Oh, Lord.
You have to push your seat as far back as you can get, so you can get your knees relatively flat.
Will he go to sleep?
It might go to sleep.
Oh, bless him.
I mean, if you're soon, I can sit you on back seat. It's up to you.
I don't mind either way. I really don't mind either way, to be honest. So, hopefully... I'm putting all this together as a podcast for Blind Cool Tech as well. That's what I'm doing this for.
You're doing what?
That's what I'm doing, what they call a podcast for Blind Cool Tech. I said to everybody I'm going to do a little thing about the puppy and going to pick up the puppy and when we went to get him and this when we went to look at him and this kind of thing. So I'm kind of assembling a little bit of a diary. That's what the iRiver's for.
Right.
So I'm going to... He's going to become famous in Blind Cool Tech land, is our little Boris. He's famous already, actually, because I've got part of it done. Part of the podcast's already on my hard drive, ready to go. I just haven't...
Hey there, I'm up it.
I haven't got round to doing the second bit yet. The second bit is the bit that I'm on with now. Okay, keypad lock on.
Oh, shit, it was down there I wanted to be. Listen
out. Oh, dear. Oh dear.
Whoops. Not a problem. Turn around here.
Will that work? Should be able to do that, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, just back in here.
The thing I like about dogs is the way that they're so loyal to people. And I reckon this one will take... This one will take you as its mate, like Poppy's taken me as her mate.
Yeah.
Because they generally seem to take you as a mate rather than anybody else, but Mum's got Toby and I've got Poppy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I must admit, Dad, I've not been funny, but I'm apprehensive about it still.
Well, you've got to be, Christian, because we just don't know with Toby what he's going to be like. Just hoping that when you realise it's only a baby, it'll not hurt it. But until we actually introduce them, we've no idea.
Poppy, I don't think, will be a problem.
Don't think she'll be a problem. I think she'll mother it.
You reckon?
Yeah, I do. She's got that loving nature about her.
Yeah, she has. Considering.
No, that's what I thought.
It's not bad.
Turn round so as I can. I could have gone in that way. Well, what do you want? Passengers on the curbside.
Yeah. Ideally. Should do it.
Let me put them dust sheets to that side because you're going to need them on your knee in case it pickles on you.
Oh, great.
Push your seat as far. Straighten your seat up a bit.
Straighten it up?
Yeah.
That'll do. Like that.
Right, can you?
I can get out with that.
Can you get your legs from it?
Yeah, that's like that. Right. That just went pink. That's alright. That means it's straightened. Righty-o.
Oh, it's a big bugger.
He's a big one, isn't he?
Hey, that signal. That signal, what's your name? Hey.
Hello, you.
What's the matter with you, hey?
Hello. Hello. Ah, oh, softy.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
God, where are you?
Hello. Are you beautiful? Are you lovely?
Hello.
You're
all gone,
hey.
Hello.
Come on in now.
Hello.
Now you haven't been in, you have a look at me.
Hello.
Come on.
Come on,
she just licked me.
I know.
She licked me.
Yeah.
Come on then. Hello.
You want that hand? That's it. You want that hand? That's it.
Hello.
You? That's it. Come on then now, let's go through.
Aren't they gorgeous though?
Yeah, that's lovely.
And they're just big and soft and soppy. I mean, they just went and licked me.
We'll just be fucking your dogs.
They're ace.
Soft as a brush.
Right.
This is quite lovely.
That is three left now.
Sorry?
That is three left now.
All right. Well, I thought Alan said they'd all gone.
Yeah,
well,
there's only one left to sell, and we're keeping one for someone else.
Yeah.
We'll have a discount. Stop rain. Tonight.
Tonight.
You are.
Well, we're grown now. This is who we were here last.
Oh, probably. Yeah, definitely. Come on now. Here. There is it. Easy lock.
Come on.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Boogie Bull.
No.
He's gorgeous.
Oh, he's trembling like a jelly, aren't
you? Oh, and a different filler. He hasn't changed a lot, has he?
No.
Not as big as I thought he might have.
He's like a jelly, aren't
you? Look at his little coat. Little soft.
You can get that puppy smell. Dogs will not bother him.
He's ace, aren't you?
He's a little bunchy, aren't you?
He's a miniature George, exactly. Mm.
Not you.
And Graham got out.
Yeah, we won't be long.
Come on. Where?
Are you walking up for some tweet now?
You'll have me nose in a minute.
To do that, though.
It's a little beauty, ain't it? What do them two think to you?
They'll be alright with him, because he's so small and so innocent that... He's not as big as I thought he might have been, though.
No.
Look at his little face.
Give him a couple of months, he'll be twice the size.
Yeah.
Because we've always got rid of a mouth so I can get into food now.
Yeah. Yeah, this is it.
They were all like jumping in at food all at once.
Yeah.
And someone were getting left out, so we had to separate them.
I think that's what it was with ours. When we got the other two, we got them through from Bawdry Kennels. There were four in the litter.
Yeah.
And I got next to the smallest one. I mean, and she, as you're walking out front door, the stairs, she could actually walk under the stairs when we got her. So small than this.
Mommy.
It was a tiny.
Mummy.
And then we got the next to the next one up then.
Yeah.
And then the very tiny one, oh, it was mine. You could have held it in palm of your hand. It was so tiny.
Look at his little ears.
And then...
You're lovely, aren't you?
There was a big one.
And he's got big paws already, look at look at his paws now.
It was a big bruiser, that one. I think that one used to terrorise others. He used to get three paws at food.
Yeah.
And others got what were left between them.
Yeah. We've been getting a bit though since all the swim have gone now.
Sorry?
It's been getting a bit more food now all the swim have gone.
Yeah, because you can't afford to buy food bowls from all, can you?
That's it. We've been doing our best to try and share it out equally between them.
The size of the food bowl I've got, you'd be able to sit in it and eat it, won't you?
He will, won't he? Because it's similar.
You're not very big for a food bowl.
The food bowl's the one that George had, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's going to have you.
Yeah, it's that, what we've been giving him.
Oh, right. Can I take a little bit with you, because I haven't been able to get any.
Yeah.
I went to market the other day when I buy my dog food from us. Have you got any pet?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was pedigree chums. I thought I'd seen it.
Yeah.
And I said, have you got any pedigree chums puppies?
No. Yeah.
Oh no, we don't have that.
No.
Because I was going to buy a little bit in case, because they do the different flavours.
Yeah.
Little baby.
And all they had was a 20 kilo bag, which was about 25 quid. I said, I'm not paying that, I said, just in case you don't like it.
Yeah, well that's it, innit? You can't be sure.
I just need enough for it really, for it's breakfast this morning, don't I? So we can get some shop and buy yourself.
Look at him though. Oh.
Little ball of fluff, ain't
he? He is, isn't he? I expected him to be sort of bigger than what he is.
You just traces of paint on his back for you.
Yeah. Little devil.
Hey.
Pop puppy will wash that off.
Oh, she will, I'm sure she will.
She'll know it's a puppy and she'll...
We've had to put that on him 3 times.
Yeah.
Because
Mother kept washing him off.
She kept washing him off and then never wet it. Like yesterday, he fell in water bowl. And his head all in water bowl, bless him. Had to get him out and dry him off.
Aww.
What do you do with that once you've...
We just put a bit of barbed water with it, you know, and wash it down.
Right. Yeah. What water is it, sadly?
Barbed water.
Barbed water, right.
And then, it's only like, he has it near enough. It's not all like mushy. We leave some of it out for him.
Yeah.
Get used to chomping on it. But he's one of the best ones because he'll do a wee and pull on paper, so. Mm.
He's
nice
cool paper.
Because what won't do it on paper?
No.
No, I won't do it.
He's washing me.
Don't think it'll take him long to. I know, well, we've got the other two.
Yeah.
So I'd then clean in about 10 days.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad, really.
As soon as she fed them, outside. If it was asleep, yeah. Leave it. As soon as it woke up, outside.
Yeah.
And,
it's food.
Is it for puppies?
Yeah.
Hello.
Don't like you.
It does, doesn't it? Took to me straight away, you little devil.
Nip him.
You,
I think they've got a new still having these around
them as well. Which is good. I mean, you hear that many bad reports about Rockies, and yet I've never met a vicious one.
No.
I've never met a savvy one yet.
No.
But he's a total miniature of George, aren't you?
Everybody that's had him is as soft as a brush. Absolutely brilliant with Keith.
He's a soft, he's like a miniature version of George, exactly.
Yeah.
He chases these two around the kitchen.
What he does?
Yeah, oh. Grabs out of his nappy and everything, just dragging him around the kitchen.
Yeah. Which is good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just how you bring up people, bring up vicious, they're going to be vicious.
Better get you paid and we'll get off home and...
Come here, you.
Sort out where he's going to sleep. I think he's going to be in my bedroom in a box tonight.
Hello.
There you go. Him?
I've got him.
They love being around people that I've noticed. They've been on their own.
Yeah.
They've been on their own.
Oh, they're real people's dogs. They are. Yeah. Just check that, make sure it's right.
Yeah. I learned him. It's been learned.
Right.
So I think when's it?
Oh, little puppy.
And then I think it's another few more weeks and he should be needing doing again.
Right, when does he need doing again?
I think it's end of next week.
Right.
End of next week should be about date for him.
Right.
And Graham put the wash him about a week ago in that flea shampoo. So,
right.
Oh.
It's nice. Because we thought Betsy can ask him if it were alright to, you know, give him a wash and flea shampoo. He said, yeah, it's fine.
Is there any paperwork with him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dad. Got a little tail stump look.
Suck with you two, hey? What, suck with you two?
Oh, that little fella.
Yeah. Little piles everywhere, isn't he, little buggers, hey? Little piles everywhere.
Yeah, the one with collar on, he's going in a few weeks.
Them two are a lot bigger, Christian.
Yeah.
Right, but,
is that one that's doing all the wimpy?
That one's the one that's not going.
What, that one?
Out. Yeah.
Come on, then, up here. Come on. Come up here.
He's going to get me.
Come up here. Have a look at
it. Oh, being a bugger. Come here.
He's going to get me, aren't he?
Here's the one.
Oh, hello.
This is the one that's shopping.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, jealous, aren't you?
The same.
Come on.
You can't even tell them apart.
You're going to be a big one, aren't you? Hey? You're going to be a big one, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got a big belly.
Gordon Bennett,
you're going to be a big one. The size of these paws.
Cool. Look at them. Oops. He's going to escape. Come here. Yeah. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Hello. Oh, look.
This one's a lot bigger, Christian. Look, as I'm holding
him. Oh, look at the size of him. You're a radical guy.
Ooh, he
eats him.
Down, look, you're a fat whack of old.
He is a big devil, isn't he, that one, though?
Yeah. Right, we'll get off, well, thank you very much.
You alright? Are you enjoying?
What time do you normally feed them?
We normally do it morning and then the night, but I think... they don't eat very much.
Got to be fed four times, haven't they?
Well, normally I just make them a dish every morning, like, you know, since we've had just these three. They'll go back to it now and again.
Because we might, if I leave it down, it'll go.
Yeah.
Because the biggest one of the two, he's a...
He lets you know anyway, you know, when he wants something. But I just know he'll feed them in the morning and I'll keep going back to it.
Right.
Isn't that one of them, isn't that a big eater him?
No.
So I just put food down for him and he'll eat it and then he'll...
He'll walk away when he's had enough.
Yeah, and then he'll go back to sleep.
Right.
He's going to be quite big. I think
we'll be a little booty, aren't you? Hey? Hey?
You got me.
A little booty,
yeah.
You just sort of got me, didn't you? Right, you alright with him then? We'll get off.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him so he's happier because he's putting his paws up. There we go.
That's it.
One hand over there. Like
probably pit lard, I'll be back having a
go. Oh,
yeah. Like
could be worse, he could do it other.
Oh, no.
Could do it other.
Yes, you, cheeky.
Boris.
Boris, yeah. Yeah, they're a very affectionate dog. Very affectionate.
I noticed that.
Aren't you, hey? Very affectionate, aren't you, hey? Right, come on then,
he's
Boris.
Amazing.
Let's go and have some fun and introduce you to other two. That is going to be fun. Right, let's go then, Christian. Are you alright? We don't mean to carry him out of the car.
Do you want to?
Well, watch your clothes. Come on, you.
You got stuff.
Right, hook up on me.
They wouldn't.
Thanks, love.
Yeah.
Bye. Come on.
For some reason, they wouldn't let me take him off. He's going to be a gorgeous little dog, though, isn't he?
Yeah, we should put that to you.
That's going to be amazing.
Oh, I bet it was my dog.
Yeah, we'll look at you first. Thanks, love. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Look at him.
In the car.
Yeah.
Hang on while I get my keys.
Just zap it from things.
I'm trying to find the keys here after.
Right. Tiny.
You'll get in.
Yep.
Reach over and put back, because I open the back door for us as you get in. Right, there's two dust sheets there. That's one. You've gone both.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Right, shut that.
What's the best plan?
Put that one on your knee first, like that. Cover it all over your knee. And fold this one up.
Where's that one going to go?
I want to get his smell on this one.
Oh, right.
Because this one might be going in his bed.
Oh, right. Because it doesn't smell of him yet, does it?
No. And plonk him on there.
Look at him. Oh,
I'll leave his thumb down there.
Shh, shh, shh. It's all right, little boy. It's all right, little boy. It is. I'm now fussing a little tiny puppy. Oh, look at him. Oh, baby. Look at him. Oh, he's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Oh, they're here now. David's here.
He's gorgeous. He is.
Say hello. Say hello.
He's snooping at me, I remember. That's really funny.
Hey.
And they're lovely, them.
They are beautiful.
And
you should tell you, paint kept coming off, so
yeah.
kept having to put more paint on him.
Yeah, not a problem.
He's ace.
Good dog, him, isn't he?
Wait and see
when I train him.
When I introduce him to the other two.
Not right.
I say, I'm just curious of what'll happen when I introduce him to other two. I don't think, with him being so small, there'll be a problem.
No, because they might miss him.
Because he's no threat to them.
No.
Not till he grows up.
By that time,
I had me other Rocky, and I got the two pups from Bawtry Kennels. And when I got the little one, she was only as big as that, if not, maybe not even as
I
big as
I don't think
him.
She was as big, actually.
No, she wouldn't, because she was only 8 weeks old. I could hold it palm of my hand.
Yeah.
And she used to give Rocky hell. She used to wash his face, and he used to growl at her and snarl at her. And the more he growled at her, the more he got his face on. She just was not frightened of him at all.
How's our Subra, all right?
Yeah, she's not so bad. Not so bad.
Oh, a little
bit. You're a bit tired today because we've had a bit of an hectic day because I've been at hospital this morning. Then I had to go into Scunthorpe, then I've had to go over to Belton and then come out.
Get
over
off that.
You've had a busy old run today, though.
It's been a right bloody day today.
We've got one left to sell now.
Oh, it's got a friend now, look at it.
One left.
It's up to you.
You have any little fella?
Oh, they do. They always take to him, don't they, Chrissy?
Yeah, they do.
You're still training, aren't you, Chrissy?
I don't know about that.
I keep telling him it's because he smells like him.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but Poppy's like that. She's tucked to me. The other one.
I can tell you smell like her.
He's been mean, that's what he's doing.
He's been mean.
Right, we'll go take him home, see your mother now.
Yeah. Aww.
They're gorgeous, them.
Yeah.
It is Rebel you're calling it, isn't it?
We've changed it. We're going to call it Boris now. So what's to call him Boris?
Boris,
see
later, man. Boris the spider.
See later, lad.
We're going to call it Rebel. She said, no, it's more of a little dog's name, that.
So yeah, because there was that... What was that one that we saw in Jersey? Was it a Shih Tzu or someone? That was called Rebel.
I can't remember.
Arrogant little bugger it was. It wouldn't come near you.
Oh, the one at the hotel?
Yeah. He was an arrogant little bugger. He's like, you can fuss me if you want, but...
Did Amy tell you he'll be wanting a bit more of that wormer, some more of that wormer a week today?
That right.
Liquid stuff, you better.
She mentioned it, but she couldn't remember when it was.
A week today.
Right.
Hello.
And how much of that do we have?
It goes by the weight, do they?
Right.
2 to 3.
Where do you get it from?
Penny Pet Shop.
Right.
It's, I think it's £3 something.
What I'll do, I'll give you a ring later on it week and get the name of it.
Yeah. I'll show you what food they have.
Yeah, she's give me a little bit.
No problem.
Is there any flavour to the food or is it just penny?
It's chicken.
Right, that's it, I can get that. I said, I can get that in a 20 kilo bag.
How have you been doing?
Well, sure, I've been joining. I bet Lauren's been joining, have you?
That should last him a day or two then.
Well, boss.
He's settled down anyway.
He's liking that look.
I will do.
Hey, don't you port me.
In my bedroom tonight, in a box. So it's me that gets a sleepless night. Don't we, hey? Me that gets a sleepless night, don't we?
Yeah, but isn't he going to be lovely, though?
Oh, he is. He's going to be a little bugger.
He's cheeky already, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's only little. He's cheeky already.
Go on then, nip them.
What's he doing?
Puppy going.
He's just licking my finger.
Puppy going.
They do that though, don't they?
Bye bye, puppy. Oh,
just licking my finger.
Bye bye, puppy.
He's going to be a big one though, isn't he?
He's going to be a nice dog. Right,
so when you look at how he is now, and how he's going to be in a couple of months' time, he's going to be big.
Puppy going, lads.
In a couple of months.
He'll be twice as
well. Literally.
He's enjoying that, aren't you, little guy?
Bye.
Boris.
Say bye.
Right, see you again then, Graham. See you, David.
See you later,
mate.
See you later, Christian.
See you later.
Will do.
See you later, Christian.
See you later. Put that up. We don't want little puppies escaping, do we?
Bloody cat climbing straight up a 6-foot fence.
What?
It stood at the bottom, jumped and swung on with its cut. Paws about 4 foot up and you'd climb up.
Oh, you have got sharp claws, little guy.
Oh, aye.
God. Ow.
You got your belt, haven't you?
Yeah. He just got me again with his feet.
Didn't you?
You did.
Oh, they've got claws and teeth like needles.
I tell you what, he's got that lovely Rottweiler shape to him already.
Yeah.
And yeah. And he's only...
The other one did have. The biggest one of the two that was left.
How big would you say he is lengthwise, just out of curiosity, just for the benefit of...
I'll measure him when I get home. I would say about 10 inches.
10 inches long would be about...
6 inches high.
6 inches high, if that. And he's going to end up being a couple of foot long.
Oh, 3 foot long.
3 foot long would be about...
3 foot long and probably 2 foot high.
So that's how much bigger he's going to be. That's big. And he's tiny. Are we looking at him?
If he grows like George... grow to 7-8 stone in weight.
And at the minute he's probably £4 if that.
Oh no, it's probably heavier than that.
He's not very heavy.
It's probably...
He's heavier than my eye river, put it that way.
Three or four... Might be 3 kilos, maybe 4 kilos. But it will probably grow to 50 kilos.
God, that's a hell of a weight increase, isn't it, that? Yeah.
Just drop one.
He's sniffing.
He's sniffing.
He's doing this little thing with his nose and he's sort of going...
I'm not surprised which smell he's just got. He ain't cracked on you, has he?
I don't think so, no. No, because he'd stand up to do that. And he hadn't done that. So... Oh, that's better.
And I tell Jamie again, what the bloody hell do you want another one for?
Yeah, but I tell you what, if he's got the bark like his mum and dad have got, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, aye.
Because if he barks like them, then he's going to be a good guard.
Shit, though, aren't they?
Yeah. They were washing me. No bloody savage about the buggers.
I tell you what, they ought to clean the yard. The yard stinks.
Yeah.
Man, it stunk where to put them. I've got 2 piles of shit in where they were.
Yeah, because they're in a different place, weren't they, to where they were?
No,
before.
They've just put a board across so they can get out of the cubbyhole into near back door. They put a board across to give them more space, but to keep them within a confined area. So if we have it kids there, 3 or 4 little pups are going to get stood on.
But it sounds like this one's had a pretty fair run of the place, so a bit.
Oh, yeah.
They're beautiful. I mean, they're just... the magic, they really are.
Well, they're brilliant with kids. Mulbrockies are brilliant with kids.
Yeah. This little guy's proven his worth already. He's going to be the sort of dog that's quite content to sit on your knee.
You can't help it when he's fully grown. Toby and him sat on my knee.
Shit. Yeah, but you know what I mean? It'll be quite... If he gets a chance to sit on the chair...
Yeah.
Or on lay on a settee, he'll do that and he'll be quite happy to do so, won't you?
Eh? You will.
He's got that sense of adventure about him already. He's kind of looking around him, like, oh, where am I? What am I doing?
When you come down in the morning,
yeah,
you'll have to have a sniff round just in case you can smell anything. It might not about. So you know where to. Not to stand, sort of thing.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I mean, you'll smell it if he's crapped.
I noticed somewhat this afternoon with the other one, but I wasn't sure exactly what the smell was, because it didn't sort of, it wasn't a strong smell, it was there, it was like you just caught a whiff of it. It weren't strong enough to notice, but it kept playing on my mind. I'm thinking, has one of them done somewhat, has it not? It's alright. Good boy.
You take him in and then I'll put the car away then.
Yeah. This is the bit that I'm not looking forward to.
I don't think there'll be a problem, Chris. In all honesty, I do not think there'll be a problem. He's no size, he's no threat to him.
No. And he's not going to be, is he? It's just going to grow with him. They're not going to know him. They're not going to notice him growing, are they? As such.
Charlie Jack's still not on.
No. Oh.
Charlie will notice the difference when she comes back off her holidays.
Yeah.
She goes on her holidays next Friday.
What I'd like to do is keep a measure of how big he is every few days.
I was saying he's weighing once a week.
Car's not liking that, does it?
No, I've come, there's no good angle.
Oh, Lord.
Hey?
Look what's down there. Can't get out of there, can I?
Hey? Give me a minute, I'll come round and take him off you.
Lovely.
Give me a minute. Oh, God, other two were outside.
Oh, no.
My mum's outside.
No.
No.
Who's sitting there?
Come on.
Isn't he gorgeous? Do you want the cloth?
No, it's alright.
Do you want to leave that here? Because he ain't done out on it. Oh, God. Well, give me a second to clip.
Right?
Give me a second to clip that on my belt.
Yeah, no problem. Shut the door and lock it.
What the hell was that?
Hey?
What was that noise?
Don't cry.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Gentle.
Come on, then.
Oh, hello. Hello.
I don't think we're going to have a problem by the look of that.
Hang on, stop. Come on.
Baby.
Gentle,
good boy.
Look at that.
Good boy.
Oh, that's gentle. Impressive.
Happy. Gentle.
It's a Boris.
Gentle.
That's Boris.
Baby, you're a good boy. Come on, then.
How good lovely. That was amazing, that.
Gentle.
Wasn't that amazing?
Gentle.
Hello. Gentle.
Here,
gentle.
Here,
gentle.
Oh, gentle.
Come on,
Bob.
Toby.
He'll come in his own time.
He's not sure, is he?
Good boy.
Come on, then.
Come on. Got a new baby. Gentle. Gentle.
Good boy. Good boy.
No problem at all.
Good boy.
That surprised me.
He can't walk under that scepter, see?
Okay.
That gives you an idea how small Pops he was.
Oh, wow.
Clever boy,
he's all right, and he's done really well, bless him.
It's only a baby. It's only a baby.
Come here. Let's have a fuss. Let's have a fuss. He can sneak him up.
Hello, baby. Hello.
That's Poppy. He's gonna be all right, I think, guys.
Yeah.
Gentle baby.
Do you think they've realised?
Oh, they don't realise.
Because he's not been a problem at all, is Toby. I thought we were gonna have a lot of problem, but he's really.
Good boy.
He's beautiful,
Toby.
Good boy,
I wasn't really sure. Hello. She's off. She's off.
Hello, bubba.
Now then. Hello.
In a beautiful
moment.
Oh,
my God, my baby. The new baby we got.
In a beautiful moment.
He's going to come and have a look at this new baby. Looks, Boris. Now then, the new baby. Well, you are a good boy.
Well, Toby, he's amazing,
you're
isn't he?
You're a good boy, aren't you?
So,
what?
That's the paperwork for him.
Oh, no, it's not
properly
pedigree, though, is it?
Well, we can assume.
Have you had
a good boy. You're a good boy, aren't you? You are. You're a good boy. Yes, you are. You're a good boy, and you too.
I've worked in for the poor, because it won't be any day later.
Good boy.
Good lad.
Where is he now?
Going.
They're doing really well, bless them. I was surprised how well they've taken him. Isn't he gorgeous, Omo? Little ball of fluff.
Good boy, aren't you, Tony?
Hello. Good boy.
Or a baby. Yeah.
Like he's sniffing me now. I've got lots of smell of him.
Gentle.
So he's. Yeah, I've got lots of smell of him, haven't I? He's alright, he's Toby, actually. He's a really good boy. He's not done what I thought he'd do at all.
Hello, Toby.
I seriously thought we'd have a problem, but. We're not, are we, Pop?
Not bad, lad, are you, Toby?
He's a good boy, aren't you, Toby?
Hello,
baby.
This is Boris Coben.
They're not even really bothering with him, are they? Or have they had a sniff of him?
That's Boris. That's Boris properly.
Oh, he's slipping up close. Boris Gentle. Goodbye. Well, you are.
Oh, look at him. Oh.
Gentle. That's a good boy.
Look at him.
Gentle.
Oh, bless him. Oh, he's a good boy.
Good boy, gentle. It's a baby. Only a baby. You're a good boy. What are you doing? Are you doing a
wiggle? Oh, no.
I said I should have put him out.
Whoops.
Oh, no. Do we wee look? Oh, see you, mate. What's he done? Gentle.
Look at him.
Gentle. Only a baby. Only a baby. Hello, Poppy. Oh, hello. Only a baby.
What are they doing? Are they just watching him?
Yeah. Only a baby.
We'll have to have a book. It was from the
Gentle. Gentle.
No. Look at him. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, look at him. I mean, he's going to be huge when he grows. Isn't he?
Goodbye.
What's he doing?
He's got fleas. Scratching.
Isn't he beautiful though?
Hello.
This baby Toby. Gentle.
He's gentle. Sort of sniffing. Good. He's not really bothered boy. About him, is he? He's not.
Good.
Hello. Come here then.
Gentle.
Toby.
Gentle.
Goodbye. He knows,
doesn't he? Goodbye. It's only a baby. Gentle.
He really knows though, doesn't he, Mum? He's sensed it's a baby and he's been really good about it.
Only a baby, isn't she? Just a baby. Only a baby, you're
a good boy. He's ace. Oh, look at that.
Good boy. You're a good boy, aren't you, gentle?
He's off. He's not even bothering. They can see that he's there. But he's not. He's not offering to do out though, is he, Mum? He's not. Poppy's not even bothered. Here she comes. Hello, little girl. Hey, Toby. Don't wash me.
Hello, what we got? What we got, baby? Look. Got a baby Poppy.
She's not even sure, is she? They're not sure, are they?
Charlie and Jackson. Where's my puddle?
Somewhere down there.
Well, I'm going to put all this together on my podcast now. The reactions of the puppy with the other two.
You cannot call him Boris. How are we getting on with
it? Oh, Toby's a bit unsure.
They're not making any sort of snapping attempt. They're just backing off. He's cute.
Do you like a cuddle?
He's well worth the cuddle, believe me. I've just cuddled him.
I'll put this bucket with the disinfectant water in on the unit in the back place.
Isn't he gorgeous?
Toby, aren't you a good boy?
George was like that, but 40 times as big. The good thing is they're not even bothered. They're sort of just like looking at him and saying, who's that then? Poppy's in silly mode.
Yeah, I've noticed.
She's not... The reaction's not what I expected at all.
It's
beautiful.
Beautiful temperament. You know, you.
The good thing is, I think they've realised, Shaz, that he's a...
Well, you know, goodbye. I don't think it's going to be big, because he's pulled out, that's
no.
It. It's all eight turbine paws, aren't they? If they've got massive paws, they're going to be a big dog.
Well, what I've done is I've just made a real good fuss of these two before.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Good girl, Poppy, that's Boris. What are you doing? Is he baby? What is that? You're
dry. The result's amazing, actually.
Come in, Poppy, show me.
Come on, one dish, you put it
in. Drinking out of your coat, man.
Oh, there's a novelty.
What? Toby turning his nose up at food. Goodbye.
Why is that then?
You are what?
Well, I must admit, well, not being funny, but I was dreading tonight. I was really dreading it because I thought, what the hell we're going to have to
do? Oh, Toby.
But I'm actually surprised that they've actually done really well as Toby and Poppy.
Goodbye, Toby. You want to take
they've done really well.
Do you want a cup of tea, Shaz?
To tell you the truth, Dan, I'm absolutely chuffed. Because that's a happy ending to
it. You can't walk up the floor eating the dish
slides.
Good boy. Please don't look crap. In fact, if I go outside, I don't want to do a crap.
Okay.
I was just
going to
sit there.
One of those old pick him up and scrub his neck and shake him like the Dover toilet.
Can I do something, be a good boy? God, you're going to have hours of fun with this one.
They're not bothered, though, by his presence.
I'm just choosing to ignore him. It's not there.
Yeah.
But he's never going to go away home again. Never went to the zero.
Yeah, every bloody day. Have you? Because it would be pressure that meeting. And
look the way you bloody walked.
Again.
It's not been bleeding, it's like clumps.
Yeah. You what, Shaz?
He walks bow legged. Look!
It's because he's a puppy.
He walks like that.
I'm going to sit on his ass.
Other two are doing.
I think there might be just one left, is the Christian, or is it?
They're keeping one.
They only got the one left then?
There were two others. One's they're keeping hold of until somebody goes on their holidays.
Right.
And then they've got. The one that he hasn't grown as much as I thought he might have done, though, Shaz.
One of the ones we got was one of the smaller ones.
Goodbye.
I expected him being twice his size.
Well, don't you be clever, bye.
Clever, aren't
you? Goodbye.
What is that, Toby?
Hey, Toby.
Hello.
Oh,
hello, Popsy. I love you too, you know.
Oh,
what did he do?
Gentle.
What did he do?
Baby. Gentle. Baby. And that's what worries me.
He won't.
Gentle. Gentle.
He won't
dare. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well,
you're a good boy. Well done.
You do that to gentle. Him and then it hits him every time.
Baby.
Right.
Only a baby. Be goodbye. You're a good guy.
Hello, Toby.
Yeah.
Mum, you can't call him Boris.
You can.
I feel like a prize pick if I took it for a walk. Boris! No, it's just not right. Gentle.
She's not sure, is she, at all? Ow. I'm getting beaten up by a puppy. I'm getting poppied. Big style poppied. Hello, baby.
Hello, little girl.
Meet Auntie Trina.
Isn't he gorgeous, though? It's hard to believe that what he is right now is going to be like, what, 40 times that size when he's full grown, according to what Dad says.
You've got some bloody sharp claws.
He has. Like cat's claws, aren't they? Real. Apart from he doesn't retract
them. Just to get that side of the time, soften him down, isn't he?
Tio. Where is he?
Yeah, we're quite coming on. Because he couldn't negotiate his steps.
Oh, bless him. That's cute. Well, that's the happy ending to that.
No. I tried to negotiate the steps, come back in, and he couldn't go through to the fire.
my thoughts on this subject. Are that we have successfully introduced the puppy into our house, and the other two, Toby and Poppy, are getting on really well with him, which is good. That is really good. I'm really pleased with the result of that. To round this off, I just want to say that if you want to contact me, I can be contacted on the Love to Be a Blindie emailing list. And I also can be contacted via email at kwhawell, which is kwhawell, at, and it's kwhawell.plus.com. That's plus.com. Seems to be a little bit of a frantic moment going on now, but nothing that we can't handle, I don't think. So this is Christian Waywell officially signing out and bringing this podcast to a definite close.